And welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We are here in Comic Palooza for giving you some coverage and some updates of what's going on down here at Comic Palooza 2018. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Yay! So we did not get a chance to record yesterday, which would have been Friday.
Right.
Because of the fact that we ran late, we had to stay after to kind of deal with some booth issues.
Yeah, we won't go into a lot into that right now. Just because we're still here.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to get far away from this
and,
place.
And also, just because I don't want to, not that I think we'd get in trouble for anything because we didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And not the con doesn't think that we did anything wrong either. But we just had some issues with our neighbors. And so, I don't know.
It's resolved, though.
Everyone's happy.
We'll tell the full story someday, but for now,
just a couple weeks.
Take solace in knowing it is resolved and everyone is happy.
Everyone's like, what are y'all talking about? Y'all haven't said anything. Like,
yeah.
Wait, you keep talking about not talking about it, but you keep talking about it. But we had we've had a good time so far. We just wrapped up day two.
Yes.
Day two. Well, let's. I mean, I want to jump into day two, but we got to jump to day one.
Got to talk to J1.
Got to talk to J1, and here he is, Jay.
Yo, what up, man? J1.
Yeah, but I'm J2, and I'm one more important.
But I'm J3.
Well, they asked for J1, so step back in line.
Well, hi, J1. What? Tell us, how do you think the first day went?
Man, let me tell you something.
Cool. So that's the report from J1. That's all we're going to allow that to go.
Good stuff.
But day one on Friday, you know, we came in. We had a lot of energy. We had surprisingly, our booth position was a little odd this year. So I would say overall, while we had a good day, wasn't as great as I expected it to be. Is that fair?
Also, yeah. I think that in comparison to years past, both at like other cons as well as Comic Palooza itself, I feel like their attendance was low yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, today being Saturday, it's been a lot busier and noticeably so.
Yeah.
Noticeably so.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that we're reaching a saturation point where people have seen these celebs and all these people who continue to go to each con so many times that there isn't a need to go back?
No, I don't know if that's because I think we're at the point where, especially coming to this con so often, we are starting to see a lot of familiar faces.
True.
Both people coming to our booth as well as, like, you know, same podcasters there. I can hear you scratching your beard. But celebrities, booths, stuff, blah, 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 blah. Like, we are starting to see some familiar faces, but, you know, we've been talking to people outside the convention and whatnot, and they're all saying, I can hear myself, but it looks like, I'm sorry, this is for me. I'm watching myself on here, and it looks like it's very quiet. We've been talking to people, like, outside the convention, and it seems like a lot of people are just coming to these things, yes, to meet people, get stuff signed and buy stuff, but also just to hang out with friends for the weekend.
That's, yeah.
And enjoy going to panels or just drinking.
That's true.
Which is fine. I mean, hey, to each their own. I remember back when I was doing like all those Harry Potter conventions like 10 years ago, it was very much the same. Where it was like, okay, at some point, you can only talk about 7 books so much.
Yeah.
So it really became about like, cool, well, let's go hang out. Let's go just spend the weekend with friends in Chicago or Boston or, you know, wherever it was that year. And mm-hmm. I'm starting to see that also within this just kind of generic Comic-Con community as well. But I think that Comic Palooza this year feels smaller in... They didn't have as big of a pool as far as celebrities.
Yeah. I think also they changed the...
Artists, too, really.
Yeah, the art. Well, I walked over to the artist section, and there's not a lot.
Well, there's a lot of artists, but there's not a lot of comic book artists
that's true.
The, like... I mean, there are a lot, but...
Professional.
Well, even
artists.
There are some professionals, but not big name ones like we've seen in the past,
right,
both here
right.
as well as at like Fan Days, where they have, you know, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo and Jim Lee and Rob Liefeld, you know, and all these like kind of big name comic book stars
yeah.
that, you know, that people go to see.
I think a big thing is too, at least I heard in passing, is that this is now run by the city. And so
yeah.
the con is. And so maybe that is also an issue. I don't know.
Old management's gone, so they have to like reset up relationships with people.
Could be. But, I mean, from our perspective, though, we still had a good time. We had fans come out from across the country.
Yeah.
That's
which
amazing.
Isn't crazy. And I can probably speak for all of us when I say, our biggest fear was that their expectations were not going to be met. They were going to get let down. They weren't going to be entertained and anything like that. So I hope that they had a really good time. I hope that, you know, everybody who came out and still, you know, there's still a day left. But I hope that hope you guys weren't too disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know that we were busy. Like, we're busy at the booth. And, you know, I could see it in people's faces, like, hey, it'd be cool to hang out and it'd be cool to go do stuff. And we would have loved to do that. But unfortunately, the booth comes first. But I think that we gave enough notice about that in the past.
I hope so.
You know?
But yeah, like I said, like, booth comes first. We're here to promote and work and stuff. And while we do love seeing people and talking to them and whatnot, it's just sometimes you don't get to do everything you want to do in the short amount of time that we have to do it over a three-day weekend.
Right.
It's
right.
really hard, too, as well, to kind of make a bond or a friendship or anything like that just while you're in the middle of talking to other people and then you bounce out to say hi to somebody. So it can create awkward moments of silence where you're like, well, don't know what to talk about here, you know?
Yeah.
And so that
I think it was fine, especially last night when we got to go get Chinese food after the con. I think that was pretty
cool. Yeah, that was good. Being we had a good time. So I hopefully those moments were enough to say this was worth it for everybody who did come out. And I hope that they had got some enjoyment out of the actual con and not just us, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, it's, you know, at the end of the day, obviously we're grateful for everyone, especially to make a trip outside of your normal state to or country in some sites, just to come hang out with us. You know, we never want to disappoint, but we have to. Once again,
who came from another country?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like,
who
it could
the
be.
Fuck came from another country?
AJ was here all weekend.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I forgot.
Hey.
He was doing such a flawless American accent. I forgot he was from Wales.
He came in. He's like, "Howdy, y'all!
Howdy, y'all!"
It was crazy.
Better than Paul's.
Sometimes sometimes I'd look up and see Silver Dusk there, and I go, AJ, no, that's not AJ.
Yeah, there is a bit of a comparison.
He does have a sort of an AJ kind of look to him.
You just change seats.
I'm stretching a
Jared's
little bit.
Jared's really
he's
exploring the room
now.
Here. Yeah,
he's working the crowd.
Now he's doing the Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan. So
no, but I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, we're grateful for it, and we wish we could spend more time with you guys. Just during con stuff, man, we're trying to get our name out there and expand.
And
stuff.
Then in between that, it's like, man, I need a breather.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I'm going to walk away. And you're still walking away from everyone. And that includes them standing there. You're like, you know, you see, you're like, I'm sorry, but I need this moment to myself.
Yeah, you need some, I mean, like working these kind of things, you do need some moment of privacy just to kind of calm down, I guess, from dealing with so many people. Especially like we're all, I mean, I think I would be the most social out of all three of us, you know, like some people just, you know, can't take that much interaction.
Yeah. At some point it's just, I don't want to say overwhelming, but you do hit like a brick of like, I don't want to be in here anymore. I'm tired of standing and then talking to people and just all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To use a term that we make fun of a lot, but you sometimes do need a moment to just kind of decompress.
That's the truth.
Yeah, just to, even if it's just like literally just going out into the hallway, going outside for a second, and then this is my first time back in the hotel room since this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is the first I've seen of same thing. So, to day two. So today on Saturday, I went down there at 9:30, and I think I got 30 minutes. I left the booth for about 30 minutes today, and to go grab a snack, and then. Before we did our giveaway at 4 o'clock, I was like, I got to run to the bathroom. And then like stepping away for a minute, I just was like two booths down and like by one of the pillars, and I just leaned up against it and I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that right there is kind of an explanation of if you came out and you're like, man, it's not what I expected, you know, hopefully it is, and hopefully you're happy. Probably we're reading too much into it because we want to meet those expectations, and the fans, you guys mean the world to us, and for you to come out, it means so much, and we just want to make sure that everybody who did had a good time, and you know, that's it. So
I think they did. Yeah. I mean, it seems like it. It's just cool to interact with people, so I thought it was awesome.
For sure. They had the usual things out here, you know. I think what's a little bit different about Comic Palooza is they are leaning into the kind of gaming because not only just video games,
yeah,
but they also have tabletop. And so they have a whole room dedicated to tabletop.
Yep.
Yeah. We've seen that before.
The big fucking room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they, at this Comic-Con, they kind of dedicate more to those types of things.
Yeah.
And where they want people to come out and have a good time no matter what you're into. So if you want to spend all weekend playing with new people and doing tabletops and join that community, you can. They also had an Overwatch tournament running all weekend long.
Yes. And there is, what was it?
They had a Rocket League tournament.
Was it the Houston Outlaws or Dallas Outlaws?
Houston Outlaws.
Houston Outlaws, which is like an esports team.
Yeah, it's the esports team for Overwatch.
Yeah.
And so they were there, and they were selling merch.
I think one of them came by our booth. The one that guy, remember, was like, that guy is wearing a jersey, like an esports jersey, and he's got like a special lanyard. I was like, I think that might be one of their guys.
Hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know if it was. If it was you, hey, thanks for coming by.
What's up, you cool baby?
And so then they have a room dedicated to just gaming, like PC gaming. Yeah. And you could just sit in there, hang out, sit down. And that was sponsored by Microsoft.
Yeah, just play PUBG.
Yeah,
you play PUBG. Or
you couldn't pull Chub Rub away from the PUBG.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
he's probably there right now.
I haven't seen him in a while.
He's playing PUBG.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then they also have a console room as well. So yes. I didn't see that one, but I heard there's PS4s, VR, and all that.
Nice.
I think it was in the same room where like 2 years ago we went and watched the Mortal Kombat.
Ah, okay.
Right. Like when... To the audience who has no idea what we're talking about, explain to you. You know where the gaming stuff was?
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at the gaming stuff, and right behind it is the big tabletop room. PC stuff was to your right. Mm-hmm. Console stuff was to the left.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And then, so back onto it. They catered to different crowds. They also had a arcade with some pinball and everything like that. So they really do try their best to give you enough variety to spend all day here and find new things to do other than purchasing a $100 3-day pass and then just buying stuff.
Yeah.
So, which is really cool because a lot of these cons around here, that's all it is. It's just like, all right, you're in. Now go buy merch. You know?
Yeah, and obviously, all these do have, like, panels and stuff, too.
They do have panels, but yeah.
And I would say this one has, like, a lot of panels going on.
Ton of panels.
And they have a lot of panel rooms, and all of them always have something going on in them. And then, like, you know, so there's all those other, the gaming rooms and all that stuff. I did notice this year it seems like they're missing the roller derby and wrestling room.
Yeah, they didn't have that open.
I did see roller derbies, like women running, skating around main floor.
I saw their booth, so they're here again. They're at least one of their leagues.
Yeah.
But yeah, they used to have on the third floor. It was called it's Hall C or something. I forget what it's called on that floor. And yeah, it was the doors were closed to it. And they've been doing a lot of construction stuff over to this convention center over the last 3 years.
3 years,
and this is one of the first years that we're here, and it's like nearly complete, if not completely. It's possible that could still have stuff going on in there, and they just can't use it right now. It's also possible that maybe if the city did take over, maybe they're like, we don't want that. We don't want to be responsible for anything that could go wrong.
Yeah,
someone could roller skate on this and break an arm, and we're held responsible.
Or
somebody goes off into the crowd, and then somebody gets hurt.
Or wrestling, it's all kinds of insurance for wrestling too.
Yeah, so that could also be a possibility. That'd be a shitty possibility if that's what it is. I don't know why they don't have it this year, but that's always been one of the things that we always like go check out. We always go watch some roller derby for a little while.
Yeah.
So.
And they're also doing a concert tonight as well at 7:30.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So
yeah, again, part of all the constructions, the street that's in front of the convention center, they now have, because it was open our first night here because the Rockets were in town.
Yep.
So they opened that up for the traffic, but ever since then, it's been closed off. Like those like pylons or whatever come out of the street, kind of like
watchdogs.
Yeah. And yep. they close it off, and they open them for like a second in the morning to let food trucks in. Mm-hmm. Today they have like fair rides, like little fair rides mm-hmm. that they put in nice. There for kids and food trucks. And
the concert going to be outdoors then?
Yeah, it's out there.
Oh God, yep. That feel bad for whatever band that is.
Yeah, it's going to be starting actually here
I just
in the
got
next
an update.
Yeah, 30 minutes or so.
Yeah, it's like literally 93 degrees out here in Houston today. Man, 96. It is a bad
is
day to be outdoor. 96 degrees, and it's a bad day to be performing outdoors.
If it was 98 degrees, it'd be perfect.
98 degrees
tolerable.
And rising?
No, no. So if it was
then you could go out there and just
this,
love
I promise
it.
You.
If it's 98 degrees, yeah. Hang out with Nick Lachey.
Speaking of Nick's, I got nothing for that. Justin Timberlake's in town.
I was like, where are you going with that?
I don't know. I was like, wait, no, Justin Timberlake's name is not Nick. But yeah, he's performing across the street.
Justin Timbernick was in town the other night.
Yeah, he was in town on
we
Friday.
Got to hear a little
he's
bit of his concert.
In town. He's performing again tomorrow here. I guess to make up the date that the Houston Rockets took.
That's true. I know he's supposed to be in Dallas on Monday, so that might be it.
Go on.
What time?
I don't know.
We're going to have to find out.
He's got a Sunday matinee.
Yeah,
for the kids.
Maybe it's a movie or something.
I'd go see him, man. If I can,
I don't think this probably won't be until 7 or 8.
Yeah, we can't afford those tickets anyway.
Yes, we can.
Or can we?
Don't make my dream a reality, Muff.
But jumping back to Friday real quick, because
yes.
we, you know, everything is a blur, kind of runs together.
Mm-hmm.
But we did do two panels. 8-Bit Geek was on two panels yesterday.
Yes.
We did an 8-Bit Geek Network one, and that was pretty cool. We had some people come in that have never heard us before, and,
mm-hmm.
and then we had the fans come in as well. And we just talked about the history of 8-Bit Geek, and I think it was received fairly well.
Yeah.
And we have recorded that. We don't know how the audio's turned out yet, so we may release that to like Patreon or something mm-hmm. If the audio's shit. If the audio is good, then it'll go to Patreon for a while, and then you guys will get it.
Yeah,
not that they get the shitty stuff, but just it is. I think it's a cool show, but it is one of those things.
Right, and it wasn't just us three. It was also we were joined by Mike from Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Ed Debbie from Brainberry Tarts, and also Chub Rub.
Daniel.
I call him Chub Rub. Okay, Daniel. And
he is one and the same, though. He burped last night while we were hanging out, like he drinking beers and stuff. He burped and literally said burp when he burped. And I was like, you are your fucking T-shirt. Because your T-shirt says burp.
Yeah.
Did he get a good laugh out of that?
Yeah.
And B wasn't there, though, because B was working the booth, right?
Yeah, B and Ed both stayed down at the booth.
Yeah.
And made sure that was up and running while we were gone.
A lot of saga love today, by the way. A lot of saga love from people walking up to the booth.
Well, we'll get to that. So. Hold on. We're still working on yesterday.
So here we are. It's Sunday.
Time to go home.
So that went really well. And then Doug actually sat in. We were supposed to get two seats on that panel, but it didn't end up doing that. So Doug represented the 8-Bit Geek while doing the official Comic Palooza podcast panel.
Yeah. There was...
Say that three times fast.
Dude, you forgot a word.
What did I say?
Hold on, I'm yawning. The official Comic Palooza podcast program panel.
Oh, wow. I said podcast panel.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, there's a couple people, there was like seven different people up there, so it was a lot of stuff. But at least the way they moderated, they kind of went down the line, so everyone kind of got a chance
to
talk.
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, I know. And that's the one thing. Like, if I were to moderate that, not everybody needs to answer the question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you can let a couple of people kind of go back and forth on it, or, you know, just, but I we only got four questions in to ask because we did go down the line. It took up a lot of time to answer the same question. Like, and a lot of people were like, yeah, I'm going to reiterate that.
Especially because by the end of the line, it was going in order.
Yeah,
of,
like, what are you going to add to that? You know?
And there were a couple times where, like, questions were being asked and it started going down the line, and then someone towards the end of the line interjected, and then that was gone, and then the subject got changed to something else, while they were answering that, and then that became a new topic to talk about. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, which is fine. It's a panel, but it was just, I did notice it a couple times where it was like, "Oh, cool, finally I get to sit." Nope. All right, you're it's your turn.
That's hey guys, fine. I'm gonna nope.
Okay. A thing I found fascinating about that panel was the room was almost full.
Yeah.
And actually, no, it was full for the most part because there was people standing. And at one point, somebody asked, they were like, hey, so how many of you guys are thinking about starting a podcast or haven't done one yet? And like two people raised their hand. Like the rest of the group, the rest of the room was basically people already doing podcasts or. Well,
and we've talked about this. There was a we got. Are you OK?
I got the shivers because I have the AC hitting
just
me
right at you.
And it just I was like, "What got cold."
Ed, you're back very quickly for a booth that should have been closed on 3 minutes ago.
And then I walked away.
Yeah, it's a longer than a 3 minute walk. It's okay.
We're not going to blame you for leaving the post early.
Left at 6:59. Like literally, I went.
That is that oh my
unacceptable.
God, unacceptable.
We could have gotten one more person.
One more person in that 60 seconds.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
You missed out.
I'm sorry. I missed out on a 60 second window where no one was on the aisle. No one. Literally, it was me, Ryan, and Sirius, and I was like. All right, guys. I guess this is it.
All right, that's fair.
That's fair, yeah.
What were we saying?
We were talking about the panels. Like, the only two people raised their hand that they've never done a podcast in a in a podcasting session.
Well, so apparently there was an email discussion or there was something about the podcast where it was supposed to be about the do's and don'ts of podcasting.
I got an email. So this is how it went down. I got an email that said, hey, guys, I wanted to open up this forum to kind of talk about what we can talk about in the on the podcast and you know what we're and so I actually sent a ton of info and nobody responded, nothing after that. I was like, okay, I guess that whatever. I thought this was supposed to be a forum to figure out how this was going to go and everything like that. And then when it actually happened, it was just like, all right, this is a Q&A. What do you want to know?
Yeah, it became a like how to do pod or how to podcast,
right?
Which again, there's people in there that already have started podcasting, and thankfully there were questions asked, and a lot of them were. I think we did get some good information, but at the same time, if that's not who our audience was, it's fine. If everyone in there was already doing podcasts, I hope that we had some information to maybe help them grow.
I think I think they gave out some good information on things that people who just started could definitely get a hold of. And some ideas out there for marketing and stuff. So I think it did help. Mm-hmm. Although I wish that it tackled some more topics that were a little bit deeper in podcasting, rooted in podcasting. But then again, I think the moderator skipped out as well. They had a couple cancellations. So I just don't think that it all came together how they wanted it to. So it's understandable.
Yeah. And I'm not like mad or upset or anything about that. It was a fun panel to do. I am. No, we got to meet some of the Houston podcasting is strong and they have a really good community here.
They do.
Yeah. And we have a lot of like, you know, friends in the Houston scene, like Nerdfoo and Bri-Fi and stuff.
And also Cult 45.
And Cult 45, right? And so getting to do a panel with them, sans Bri-Fi because he wasn't able to make it yesterday, but was a lot of fun.
Right.
And getting to see them and see Soli from Nerdfoo and all that fun stuff, so.
Yeah, it was a good time.
What the fuck is going on next to me?
There's no way they got picked up.
Name of his next sex tape.
What was it again?
I just want to get out.
This is very awkward.
$100,000.
He's like leaning. Chair's like leaning on head. He's walking away now.
He was comfy and he's warm. So. But yeah, yesterday, so we did that yesterday. Then we met a lot of cool people. We gave away some cool prizes.
Yes.
We didn't really get a chance. I can't really tell you about the con on Friday because of the fact that we were at the booth all day. So I can't really really tell much about that. So I think we move on to Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and Saturday, today. Now, you want to talk about some people in the building. This building is, I don't know, a million and a half thousand square feet. And it was packed from wall to wall.
Yes.
Well, yes. There was a fuck ton of people here today.
Yes, there was.
But we've, if you've heard our reviews of other shows, man, it doesn't feel like it.
No, it does. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it.
But that's
like,
good though. In this case,
yes, you can walk around.
Because you can walk around, and while yes, you're like, God damn, how many people are here? Because the first floor is packed. Yes, you can still walk around, but there's still a fuck ton of people. And then you get up to the third floor where panels are, and you're like, I didn't think anyone would be up here because I thought you were all down on the first floor.
Uh-huh.
Wait, how long have you been up here?
Yeah. It was crazy. It's like seeing that. And it's good. I mean, like I said, in comparison, I wasn't at Fan Days, but that was your biggest complaint, was that it was like the aisles were too skim and everything like that. And it seems like everything's just right here at Comic-Palooza.
I would say, okay, Fan Expo Dallas, which again, we bitch and moan about all the time. I'm just, if you haven't been, this is what but you were at Comic-Palooza, for example, if you're listening to us because you found us here this weekend, here's kind of what Fan Expo Dallas is like. So the same amount of booths and vendors, more celebrities in two convention halls.
Yeah.
So they Dallas Fan Expo has the size of your convention center down here in Houston. It's fucking huge, and they put all that crap into two halls.
Yeah, they won't utilize it.
Yeah, and they do. You can get your technically three halls because they have one that's set up for picking up your badges. Yeah. A whole fucking hall for that.
Now the difference between that, like the way they have it set up here, is they have one long hallway lined with for ticket redemption and will call and all of that. At Dallas Comic Con or Dallas Fan Days. It's just like four booths and it's all the way at the end and there's just nowhere. It's all empty space.
Yeah. And it's also like a maze at the beginning. Cause remember you walk through like this one part and you turn a corner and you had to walk down another hallway and you turn down a whole corner, but it's not a hallway. It's just like dividers that they've set up inside of that convention hall. Mm-hmm. And then you get to this giant area where it's like, okay, there's four booths over there. There's our press where we go to pick up that stuff. There's vendor stuff there also. Just a lightning behind you, Jer. It was really crazy. Right over your shoulder.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, way back there.
I can see the rain coming down.
Yeah.
I can see. God. Down in Africa.
God damn it.
Yeah, but
thank you for that correction, Ed.
Ed, weren't singing that song?
Yeah.
We're singing I Can See the Rains. Down in Africa.
Yeah, we changed the words. It's called a...
It's called not getting sued by Toto.
Yeah, Toto's big, man. Toto's real big.
Yeah, they're like Disney size.
They're touring. They're playing Kansas City soon.
Because
how can you... You don't ignore when Toto comes around, okay?
That's actually very true.
Yeah, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, what were we talking about?
Comic-Palooza.
Oh yeah, the size of the Fan Days and the size of the halls and how it's set up. Yeah, the lines with
it's just how they have it. So it's just different, and I hope someone at Fan Expo hears this. One, so they'll stop asking us to come to the convention, and then also so they fix their shit. But to be fair, they keep asking, we'll keep going.
It's very true.
Yeah.
But that's the one aspect about Comic-Palooza that I've always loved is how much space there is and how accommodating they are, how nice the staff is, and how well they fucking take care of podcasters.
Podcasters and vendors. I mean, that's, again, we're kind of talking about some of the issues that we had Friday. And again, it was our vendor rep person who took good care of us, and we are so thankful for her and her help and all the stuff that we had to deal with that day.
That we can't talk about.
We can't talk
that
about.
That you're dying to know.
Yeah. But so Saturday, we've had a busy fucking
day.
Yeah, it was a busy day, meeting a lot of new people. We ran into a few people that knew about us through Adventure Zone, you know, knew about us through Bam Bam.
So on, to go back to Friday real quick. Ed and I were going to go find out where this room was that our panel was supposed to be at for the network panel, and we're walking by, and I'm wearing the Sarlacc Money Pit shirt for Saga, and this guy like is walking down the hallway too, and he's kind of like, are you guys looking for something specific? And we're like, oh, we have a panel coming up, we're just seeing where the room is. And he was like, oh man, nice shirt, like to me, and I'm kind of like looked down to see what shirt I was wearing, because like, did I put on a Star Wars shirt today on accident? What shirt am I wearing? And I was like, Starman, okay, like, Ape at Saga? And he was like, oh, man, I love that show. He's like, it's one of my favorite D&D podcast shows. He's like, I heard about it on the Adventure Zone. And Ed and I kind of, like, exchange a look, and then we, like, look back at him, look at each other again, and we're like, that's us. we do that show. And he even kind of mentioned it today when we were talking to him again. He's like, he kind of fangirled a little bit and kind of did that, like, and I was like, yeah, he's Sawbone. And like, I'm Doug. I'm the DM. And he was just like, oh, my gosh. Jump Rope's like my favorite character.
Oh, so he's lying then.
Because he apparently told Kev today.
So that dude needs to get his shit together and tell us who his favorite character is.
Yeah, we'll ask him again. We'll grill him tomorrow.
There's so many favorites.
No, but he. So when we walked up and I met him and I shook his hand, he goes, "I wish that I knew you were here because I would have brought a Transformers movie for you to sign."
Yeah, and apparently he thought Kevin was Caleb, so he was telling him that Kale is his favorite character.
Understandable. I mean, we both have high pitched voices.
You know what? I think that he just loves everything about it, and he just he don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
He,
so he's like,
so we talked to him some more today. He was very
very nice guy.
Show,
Kyle.
Kyle is his name. So, Kyle, if you're hearing this, hey, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah, that's dude. Right.
Well, thank you.
Totally.
We're going to name a character after you at some point. We already have one, Kyle.
2 years.
So I don't know what we can do.
2 years from now, you'll hear it.
Yeah. That whole idea of having a party and having to read off the guest list is starting to sound like a really good fucking idea.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can you check that guest list to see if I'm on here? Sure. Let's see. We've got... Yeah, they just list all the listeners.
Get them out.
Whoops.
So that happened, and then we've run into a few people. We've actually today we did an interview with a company who I forget the name of.
The guy's name was
Totoko. Totoki.
Hold on.
Totoko.
Yokimo.
Yoko
Ono.
YouTube.
Yoko Ono.
Damn it. Give me a second. I'll find
it.
Here.
He gave you a business card.
He did.
No.
He did. Did he give me one?
Yes.
I'm gonna look it up. Hold on.
Jared's looking through his wallet, and Kevin's trying to get YouTube to load.
Yeah, I got.
I almost got it here. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I got nothing. My signals. Oh, there you go. It was Yogomi. Yogomi.
Okay, it was Yogomi.
He's got a YouTube channel that he did an interview with us, so we got to kind of pimp ourselves out. Yeah. So big shout out to Yogomi. Thanks again for doing that. He also took some, he called it B footage, which is, you know, just us interacting
B-roll.
With people
called,
at the booth.
Yeah, to be more correct, it's called B-roll footage. Kev.
Whatever, Jesus, dude. I'm not a fucking golfer.
I'm not a golfer. I only go to the range once a year.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then today we had the biggest turnout for the giveaway. I've been talking all day. We gave away a Nintendo Switch. We gave away a Batmobile. And so much more.
Full size Batmobile.
Somebody drove that off today.
Somebody drove that off.
Well, hold on. Let's get this on the mic.
Hold on. We can't hear you, man.
After you left, someone came by and was like, "Oh, I heard you call my number, but I was left at the Tom Holland interview."
Oh no!
Yep.
Well,
I thought he was. I thought that thing got on at 4. Maybe they ran late. I see. To get
out
of there.
We waited till 4:10, which is...
We tried to coordinate, but...
You should have just waited till 4:20 and then blazed it.
Wait. And how did he know we called his number?
Yeah.
That's true.
His friend was there and texted him and was like, "Hey, they called this number," and he texted back and was like, "Fuck."
None of this has been picked up by the microphones.
Yeah.
He said that his friend was there and texted him, and he wasn't there.
And then he said, fuck.
I was trying to keep it
good translation.
And then we now what happens tonight? Well,
we fuck. I'm just kidding.
What happened? So as soon as we said fuck, then you just took it from PG to X-rated.
Yeah, the filter's gone.
You Paul Verhoevened it.
So we're gonna get some pizza. We're gonna celebrate with our staff on a successful weekend. There's an FJ Cruiser downstairs. This episode is sponsored by Toyota FJ Cruiser. I was going to save that joke for the next real show, but it's ruined now.
We didn't want to have to edit this at all.
We're just going to keep this going.
Yeah.
So, and what really stinks about it is that we usually have Windrus here to do the wrap up show with us, and she kind of gives us a better,
because she actually goes out on the floor.
Rundown.
Yeah. She has a different experience than we do because she normally does her cosplay, and then also again, we typically stick to the booth for the most part, and she goes out and experiences the floor. And does the celebrity signings and photos, so she can have a little more information on all that stuff.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, it seems like everything's going A-okay. I haven't heard anyone bitch and moan about it at all.
Everyone's pretty happy, especially like going through. I walked through Friday through the celebrity row, and there was a lot. If you were a fan of, if you were trying to meet any of the celebrities, Friday definitely was the day to do it because there was a lot of open lines. I think the only line that had a lot of people in it at the time was Charlie Cox from Daredevil.
That was the only day he was there. He was only here Friday.
Oh, he was only there Friday? Yeah. Oh, well, that's probably the reason why.
You ever want to walk by him and just be like, Cox?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but I definitely walked by
Jessica,
Kristen Ritter today, mm-hmm. Jessica Jones,
yeah.
And was definitely like, Cox!
Good.
Yeah. And she said, what? And I said, sorry. You're very pretty in person. You are a very beautiful woman.
Yeah. And then you were like, I loved you on The Walking Dead. Oh, you're not. Oh, God, no.
She was not on that.
Wrong Ritter.
Yeah, I even said that to Ed when we were walking by. I was like, I want to go up to her and be like, I loved you in a. Don't trust the bee in apartment 23.
She was good in Breaking Bad, too. Like,
well,
she had a small.
Well,
role
she was
that.
Good. But she was a terrible fucking person. Her character
well,
sucked.
Yeah, but she played her character well, you know.
Her character in a Don't Trust the Bee is a fucking bitch.
Oh, man.
But, like, I don't know.
Jessica Jones.
She's like Jessica Jones and that like she's like a drunk and like self-sabotaging,
mm-hmm.
but like the opposite. Like not in that way, but like instead of being like all just the world sucks, she's rich and like that's that kind of bitch.
Yeah.
Like the I'm better than everybody, but at the same time I have obviously some inner demons that I'm drinking away.
Yeah.
But like very perky and I don't know. And best friends with Vanderbeek. James Vanderbeek.
Oh, okay.
Who right. played himself in the show.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It was cool, though. But yeah, like Friday night was the night to meet everyone, just because there was a lot of open lines. Saturday, obviously, was insane. I didn't really get even a chance to go visit Celebrity Row, so I don't know what it looked like.
It was obviously more busy today than it was yesterday. I mean, again, obviously. But still, in comparison to things like, again, Dallas Comic Con, where they shove all these celebrities into the tiniest fucking spaces, you could have gone to any celebrity you wanted to today and gotten an autograph or a photo with them if they were there. Like, lines were long, but they were manageable long. Like, you're looking at the line going, that's 20 minutes. Oh, that's 30 minutes. But Dallas Comic Con, we're like, where does the line fucking end, and where is the crowd trying to get by begin?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is just laid out so much better here. I fucking love this convention so much.
Me too. So, overall, so far after 2 days, your impressions?
My impressions? Mm-hmm. I want to see more of the convention. You and I got a chance to walk around a little bit after with the giveaway.
Got some cute art.
Yeah, got some stuff for our kids. And was that you?
Was that the window?
There was a duck outside.
Really? Those windows?
Outside the window.
It flew there were.
A duck flew 24 floors.
Yeah.
This is a 19th floor.
Yeah, okay. 19.
Yeah, semantics. A duck flew.
Duck that.
Do you know?
19 floors.
You do know that ducks can fly, right?
Like, hot, like they high. Fly high.
Really? I don't know. I saw my first horse this weekend. I saw my first fucking cow. Fucking assholes. All right, for you guys that weren't in the car ride with us, every time we would pass a farm or something like that where there'd be a horse or a cow, they would point them out to me and act like it was my first fucking foray into nature. So I had to shut their shit down, but that's been the running gag all weekend. Like when we pulled into Houston, they were like, hey, look, it's your first city. Those are buildings. So I want to give a swift fuck you to everyone in this room.
Oh,
We did. We definitely got to our hotel room, opened the window to show the downtown skyline, and we're like, "Hey, Kev, this is called downtown.
Those are buildings. Those are,
this is a city, Kev.
I hate you guys
because
so
you definitely didn't grow up in Chicago. You lying son of a bitch."
Oh God!
Oh,
fucking South Detroit.
There was something else that we pointed out to you recently. That was the first time. Oh, Jesus.
That's a vagina.
No, it wasn't that.
That was good.
Oh, man, my contact's like falling out because I'm crying.
But that's good. Kev, do you have any first impressions? Or
first
second,
impressions?
Last, first and last and middle impressions.
No, I really enjoy Comicpalooza. Houston's always been great to us. Comicpalooza, it's great to be back here. This is where we had our first booth. Like I said, we've ran into a couple people here that saw us back in 2016, and it was great to catch up with them and just see how they're doing. Yeah, we got to see Cash Kaufman again. Super Cash. Amazing cosplayer. We got to see Scarlett Hellion again.
We saw her last year in Alamo City in San Antonio.
Yeah, her and her husband came in from San Antonio. So, yeah, and we got to run into a couple more, but it was amazing running into them and catching up. So it was really cool. It was just cool. It, like we said at the beginning of this, it seems like it's more and more, like, instead of going to see new celebrities and getting autographs and artists and everything like that, it seems like it's just a great way to meet up with people that you haven't seen in a while. And this year, it felt great to just run into folks that we knew, and just we're building such a strong community of just amazing and talented folks that, like I said, it's a treat to see them any chance we get. In my case, it's once a year. In you guys' case, because since you live in Texas, you get to see them a few times at a con. Oh, and Dim and Wit, the Fairy Brothers, we got to run into them, gave them huge hugs, which was fantastic. I love those guys so. Yeah, it's just great to see everyone again. That's my thing.
It is. I don't have many comments about it right now. My brain is kind of fried from just talking to so many people and saying the same thing over and over and over again today. So it's tough to kind of recall. But overall, I'll reiterate what these two said. It's a fantastic con. It's my favorite one. I look forward to it every year. And yeah, that's all I got for it.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
Is it agreed?
Yeah. So that's kind of our wrap up for this weekend so far. We wanted to give you something because we knew that giving you some content here was important. So we're sorry that it's not as entertaining as we've made them in the past, especially because we don't have Winters here, because we've always had fun with her and it's always been energetic. But we are all pretty damn tired. We're gonna go get some food. We're gonna have some fun, and then we'll resume this schedule. Probably, I don't think we can we record on Monday?
No, I'm going to be flying back Monday.
Okay. So you won't get an episode on Monday, but you will the following week. And we'll get back to our antics, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And hold on. Oh, hold on 1 second.
Oh, I'm Ed.
Oh, okay. Bye, Ed. Bye. All right. And that's it. Love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Boop, boop, boop.